Hey guys, welcome to Trash Talk with TK. I'm TK Tom Kelly on this Friday, February 9th, I think it is. Yeah, February 9th, the day after the NBA trade deadline. And just want to talk a little bit about what the Sixers did yesterday and what it kind of means from here. The Sixers, in the end, they make some minor moves. They pick up Buddy Hield from the Indiana Pacers. They pick up Cam Payne from the Milwaukee Bucks. In the end, they send out, I mean, a bunch of role players, Marcus Morris, Furkan Korkmaz finally has his trade demand, trade request, whatever you want to call it, granted. Sixers trade Pat Beverly, Jaden Springer. They trade some second-round picks. They get back some second-round picks. And overall, I thought this was a good day for the Sixers. I thought Daryl Morey did, honestly, exactly what he should have done, considering the Sixers situation, considering the fact that Joel Embiid is out. And hey, you don't know when Joel Embiid's going to be back. I mean, optimistically, we look at it and the Sixers look at it and they hope, yeah, you know, you get him back around St. Paddy's Day and he's good to go and he plays for 3 weeks and hopefully you kind of tread water until then. You're able to be in the playoffs and get Joel Embiid back at full strength. But the reality of the situation is we don't know that. And they don't know that. And because of that factor, the Sixers couldn't go all in yesterday. And, you know, honestly, I was kind of surprised by a lot of the reaction that I saw. Now, it's hard to know exactly how the majority of the fan base feels. And it's always risky when you just base reaction off social media, stuff like that. But, I mean, people on Twitter yesterday seemed very unhappy with what the Sixers did. And I just don't really understand what people wanted here. Because you end up picking up a three-point shooter in Buddy Hield. He's going to improve the team for the rest of the year. You know, the Sixers got better yesterday when you're looking at the rest of the season. Now, did they, I guess, could they have gotten even better than they did get? Sure. I mean, you could have gone out and you could have overpaid for role players and you could have done something like that that, if Joel Embiid's healthy, would probably give you a better chance to go deeper into the playoffs. But you couldn't operate like that yesterday. And that's why when I look at what Daryl Morey did, I just don't understand how you could be upset with him not doing more. Because with where the Sixers are, and I think it kind of was the situation prior to the Embiid injury, but it's certainly a situation after the Embiid injury, you're really playing for next year more than anything. And we kind of knew that at the beginning of the year. Like when they traded James Harden, and we knew when they got what they got back for James Harden, that wasn't the end goal. I mean, Daryl Morey had said up until they made the deal, I either want to trade James Harden for a star player, or I want to acquire assets to go get a star player. The reality of the situation is the star player wasn't out there right now. Like, and some deadlines, that's just going to be the case. Last year, Kevin Durant ended up getting traded at the trade deadline. Some years you'll have times where a star player is out there and a guy worth trading a bunch of assets is there to be had. This year, it wasn't there. I mean, we're looking at DeMar DeRozan. Even you're looking at maybe the best option out there, Lauri Markkanen. He probably wasn't getting traded. That's another factor as well. All the guys, whether it's DeJounte Murray, DeMar DeRozan, Markkanen, all these guys who have been rumored to be in trade talks, none of them got moved yesterday. So there's just not a whole lot that the Sixers could have done. And the most important thing is maintaining their flexibility for this summer. Because there are going to be more options then. You have cap space finally. Tobias Harris' contract, which has weighed this organization down for a long time, finally comes off the books. You have all that cap space. You have up to 5 first-round picks that you can trade this summer. You know, Paul George's name has been mentioned. If he can't come to an agreement with the Clippers, you look to Brooklyn right now. It's pretty clear that Mikal Bridges is not happy with what's going on in Brooklyn. Eventually, that organization that is, I mean, it's a bad team. They have no picks. I mean, they pretty much mortgaged their entire future when they put together the Harden, Kyrie, Kevin Durant triumvirate there. I mean, they really don't have any assets. At some point, the Nets are going to need to acknowledge the reality. They got to rebuild. Maybe Mikal Bridges becomes available. Maybe there's somebody else that we're not even talking about, and it's the NBA. Most likely, somebody's going to get pissed off at some point here, and they're going to be available this summer. So that was the main thing, is you wanted to get better, but you didn't want to sacrifice any of the real opportunities that you'd have to go get another star player to put with Joel Embiid and put with Tyrese Maxey in the future. So what Daryl Morey did was really the only way that you could have gone about it here. You got better. I mean, you got Buddy Hield, who is a really good three-point shooter. The biggest issue for this team right now is they can't hit a three. And it's crazy because you'd think you take a guy like Joel Embiid out of the lineup, and Joel, we know how he scores the majority of his points. It's the mid-range jumper. It's getting to the free throw line. You're already shooting less threes and less threes at a high clip than a lot of other teams in the NBA. But with the way this team is constructed and the pieces they have and the injuries they have right now as well, when Joel Embiid goes out of the lineup, you actually shoot less threes and you make less threes. Because Joel commands so much attention, that opens things for guys on the outside. Without him, without his gravity, you have nobody who can just create for themselves and make threes aside from Tyrese Maxey. And right now, that was the biggest thing. You needed to improve your shooting. You got a really good three-point shooter in Buddy Hield. You got a player in campaign who, I mean, whatever you think of him, he's a better three-point shooter than Pat Beverly. So you got better from the outside, and I just don't know what people wanted, especially considering the uncertainty around Joel. You know, if Joel Embiid's healthy, and you're still the three seed in the Eastern Conference, and you look at it and you say, okay, well, Milwaukee's a mess. I mean, they fired their coach. They're 1-5-6 since Doc took over. You know, Boston's great, but who knows? Maybe something happens in the playoffs. Then I would understand more the frustration. I just don't understand how you can be frustrated. I don't understand how people can be pissed off about the way Daryl Morey acted yesterday, because it's really the only course of action. He could have honestly done less, if anything. He could have gone out and he could have sold and acquired more assets and, you know, or done nothing. At least they did something, and that was the way you needed to approach this. You need to hedge your bets. You go out, you get a little better for the rest of this year, but you preserve all your assets to get a lot better next year. And I know as Sixers fans, it's frustrating, man. I get it. But sometimes you just got to look at it pragmatically. And that's how Daryl Morey needs to look at this thing here. Is this wasn't a go-all-in trade deadline, not with where your team was, and not with the players that were available. So I thought in the end, Daryl Morey did a really good job. He went out and got pieces that are going to help. And, you know, at the same time, kept all the flexibility that this team has for next year. Now, as far as the players that the Sixers gave up, and, man, I love the Sixer fan base. But sometimes, I mean, there are Sixers fans who are just delusional. Like, the just outpouring of, I guess, disappointment over Pat Bev being traded yesterday was shocking to me. Like, are we watching the same guy? Pat Beverly's a fine player. He's a nice role player. I mean, he's not a difference-making player. I mean, he's not a guy that is going to really matter in the playoffs. I mean, Pat Bev's teams never win in the playoffs. And he's a backup guard who can't shoot and is tough and will give you all that leadership stuff. But what does that really matter? Like, you had that with P.J. Tucker last year. Didn't really matter. I mean, in the end, your players, your team, is going to take the, you know, personality of the best players on the team. So I didn't really get it from that perspective. And then, you know, people were upset about them trading Pat Bev. I just, whatever. It's really a non-entity. And then people were upset they traded Jaden Springer. Jaden Springer's a project. He was in the system for a couple years, never developed as an offensive player. Could he end up being a good player? Sure. He's a good defensive player. He's an athletic kid. Can't shoot. So, like, if this is why I don't understand the viewpoint here on what the Sixers did. Because on one hand, you want them to get better, and they didn't do enough to get better. But on the other hand, you know, they're trading a guy like Jaden Springer to recoup some assets, which, and yeah, they're ducking the tax fine. I get people are upset about that, but it's like, Jaden Springer's not a guy who's helping the team. He's not a guy who would have played in the playoffs. He's not a guy who gives you anything offensively. You have enough guys who aren't giving you anything offensively, okay? You have Tobias Harris going around, and we know Tobias in the playoffs is not going to give you offense. We have a bunch of other players on this team who you know aren't going to give you offense in the playoffs. So I didn't understand the level to which people were upset about Jaden Springer either. And in the end, I thought Daryl Morey had a good day. So really just wanted to pop on real quick, get those thoughts out. Good trade deadline day for the Sixers. I'll be on WIP tomorrow from 3 to 6, so we'll talk about this a lot more then. Talk about Super Bowl 58, Eagles offseason, a bunch of comments being made in Vegas by Lane Johnson, by Britton Covey. We'll get into those as well. So a lot of stuff coming up tomorrow, but wanted to pop on real quick. Sixers trade deadline, I think it was a good move. And looking forward to talking to you about it tomorrow on 94 WIP. See ya.